Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. Yep, I said Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And the reason I emphasize Florida is because we're welcoming people to come to Florida. We'd love to have you come here. If you're from the north and you're in a blue state and you voted blue and help get the mess that you got going in your state, don't show up. But if you want to come down here and help us to become and remain the number one state in the country where everybody else is looking to us for leadership, we're here. All right, a special shout goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, and there's a bunch of you out there, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers that are out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and the women that keep America moving. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I'm telling you right now, you're going to see things over there that are going to save you a bunch of money. thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start the night out, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, out there in California. There they are. Perfect timing. I saw them assembling. Okay, guys, I'm going to wave. All right, see ya. Okay, there they go. I waved, and they all went back inside for last call at the bar. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, I had somebody ask me a question about you, and just before I get to that, I want to emphasize, don't forget, the country is all about the Judeo-Christian values that we were founded on many years ago. I had somebody ask me and say, how come Kyle never says what college he's a professor at? And I said, well, he's in a liberal state. And he's at a liberal college, and if he told anybody where he was at, that'd be the end of that for you.
Right. Well, yeah, it's more of a moniker than anything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there you go. All right. Now, Chris, I can't make this up. And, folks, here's the one that we all love to hate for a reason. Maxine Waters, your great California congresswoman, right?
Oh, yes.
She just ruined something for all the members of Congress, every one of them. The Congress's VIP Air Marshal program has been canceled because of what Maxine Waters did by grabbing two Sky Marshals off a high-risk flight and demanding that they tail along with her to Minneapolis.
Yes, that was when she went there to, make an appearance at the protests and so forth. And, Captain, you mentioned the term high risk. See, that's the thing. When, members of Congress travel with a lot of security, by the way, but the federal air marshals, they're there specifically to monitor these high-risk flights for to try to prevent and stop terrorism. So for her to pull these marshals off, it was just unconscionable, but now it's resulted evidently in the cancellation of the VIP program, which would have had its uses as well, by the way, but she ruined it.
Yeah, and let me just explain something here. This was a scandal-ridden program to begin with called the VIP program that provided members of Congress with federal air marshals that were standing by in Washington, D.C., and if they weren't assigned to a high-risk flight, they were there to escort the members of Congress back and forth across the country. And it was announced yesterday that all of the VIP missions have stopped effective immediately. Now, the Washington field office in Washington, D.C. was almost exclusively dedicated to the VIP services for Congress, but it ain't going to happen no more. So thank you very much, Maxine, for ruining something that I'm sure was set up to be correct to begin with, and then she took advantage of something and demanded that things be done her way, and now it's over with.
Well, exactly right. And for some reason, Captain, Maxine Waters keeps getting reelected. We don't quite understand exactly why, but this particular kind of thing just points up, I think, some of the mindset that you have, especially with Democrat members of Congress like Maxine Waters.
Well, I don't get it, and I guess I'm going to have to put you in charge of seeing to it she can get defeated.
Right. Well, people have run against her, and there was a gentleman who ran against her this last time around. And but again, it's very, very tough to unseat a sitting member of Congress.
Well, here's something else that's tough. On Tuesday, Minneapolis marked the 1-year anniversary of George Floyd's death. Now, it was a surreal moment framing the outcome of the defund the police movement perfectly when dozens of shots rang out through George Floyd's square, forcing reporters to seek cover. We saw it live on television with the AP reporter that was reporting when the shots went off. And meanwhile, media anchors such as ABC filled the gap by discussing police reform rather than the soaring criminal rate of crime that followed the city council's promises to abolish the police department. Homicides went up 33% last year in major cities on an average, just an average. And the fact of the matter is, in Minneapolis now, the experiment in abandoning law enforcement has left as Mayor Jacob Pry is begging local police jurisdictions where the crime rates are high to please lend them more police officers.
Well, right. Well, this is just a real cautionary tale, Captain, that when you simply abandon your principles, you know, things go really bad really fast.
That's right. And hold that thought. And folks are coming back with a lot more in the program. We've got a very interesting poll to report here from Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac is a liberal poll, and wait till you hear what they had to say yesterday. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Yeah, buddy, and I'm taking it away. And I'll tell you what, this always does me a lot of good when I can tell you about something that relates to me personally, either that's happened to me regarding Relief Factor or somebody else that sends me a note. Now, first, in my case, I'm doing much better, thank you, because of what's happened to me, and my leg all flared up again because of the injury you all know about, most of you, and I don't need to explain it, I'm not going to, but I'm down to two packs of Relief Factor again, just like I was. Everything is working fine, things are back to normal, but I got a note from Grace, and Grace was in Boise, Idaho. She says, Captain, I was listening to you tell about your own personal experience. Sounds similar to something I had. I started taking Relief Factor a month ago, and I feel like I'm 20 years younger. The problems I was having with my legs is now gone. I can walk again normally. I'm still walking with a cane, but I'm not walking with the walker that I had. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless Relief Factor. Now, that is a statement. And again, I can't add anything to it, nor will I. But I will tell you that I do take Relief Factor, just like Grace does. And Relief Factor is part of an integrated health plan that helps the body to reduce inflammation in time. And to get the best results, you should take it regularly. You start out taking it a couple times a day, once in the morning, once in the evening, certainly after you do a bunch of physical activity, and it helps you. It just helps you. Now, the reason it does is because it comes with an all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. That helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It lowers and eliminates pain associated with whatever it is that you've got problems with, and it targets the underlying problem areas from the four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain right at the source. It is 100% drug-free. no narcotics in this. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, and it helps the healing process speed up and move along. Now, convenient individual packets is the way this comes. Four little easy-to-swallow capsules in it. It's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You try the three-week quick start for $19.95, and you will know by the end of the third week whether or not this is going to work for you. You'll just know. If it does, you go on automatic delivery. So all you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, and you will see everything that you need to know about Relief Factor right there on that page. Or it's on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, along comes the Quinnipiac poll. Now, Quinnipiac is a liberal university, correct?
Right.
They lean left, correct?
Right.
Well, a big majority, especially of Republicans, favors a third Trump campaign in 2024. It's up to 85%. Overall, 66% of those polled favor a Donald Trump candidacy.
Well, yes, and again, I think that, number one, people are seeing the real after effects of switching from the Trump presidency to the Biden presidency.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of policies,
yeah.
The outlook, you know, how we're coming out of COVID and so forth.
Yeah.
And they're realizing that, wait a minute, this is not going to go the way that we thought it
yeah.
might go.
Look at your wallet. Look at the spending power you've lost. Look at what's going on. Look at what it's costing you for a loaf of bread, a gallon of milk. I went and saw a gallon of milk yesterday, and I hadn't bought milk in a little while, and it was up 25 cents a half gallon.
Yes, everything is going up, and gas prices and, of course, trucking prices to bring all those things.
That's right.
Because everything you buy in the store is brought in on a truck.
That's right.
And unfortunately, Captain, I think that if this was a Republican administration and we saw these kinds of price jumps, it would be front page news every single day.
They would have been out to impeach the president.
Exactly. But because it's Biden, it's kind of like, oh, prices are going up, but it doesn't really matter. Hey, let's talk about Biden. He's driving a new electric truck around. Isn't that cool? You know, that's all they're interested in.
Now, a former Obama Treasury Secretary came out and said something yesterday. His name was Larry Summers. Does that name ring a bell?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, he was a progressive Democrat who served as Treasury Secretary under both President Bill Clinton and Director of National Economic Council under Barack Obama. Now, he's warning that the explosion of spending by the Biden administration is loading the country to the point to where we're going to have hyperinflation. That's hyperinflation that presents the opportunity for accrued wealth to be totally eradicated because it's going to be wiped out as fast as you make it because things are going up so high in price. And by the way, again, yesterday, somebody offered me $1,500 more than the value of the vehicle that I was driving on the spot. I stopped by a repair shop real quick to get a light bulb, you know, for my taillight.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says, I'll give you X amount of dollars for that right now. And I says, I'll bet you will, but I'm not going to sell it.
Wow. Well, of course, yes, even jumps in vehicles.
And I know what the book price of my vehicle is because I've been looking around thinking about, you know, getting something different. And he offered me $1,500 more than what the high value of the vehicle was worth.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's right. Well, when we talk about inflation, you know, your money just doesn't buy as much
yeah.
as you used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we go back, for example, a lot of people will remember, and some young folks have read about it in the history books and everything, but the Carter years, we had that kind of inflation.
Oh, I remember it.
And it was devastating.
Yep, and I sat in those gas lines, too.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, people don't remember how long those gas lines were. It was ridiculous. But anyway, let's hope we get out of this. Well, we can get out of this, and here's what we got to do. Joe Biden and company have got to realize that they've made a huge mistake, and they're about to lose the Congress and the Senate, the House of Representatives and the Senate, because of their absolutely stupid policies. They're going to lose it. They really are, and they got to realize it.
Well, right. Well, step one to stopping a lot of this is to make sure that in the House and in the Senate there are clear Republican majorities at this point in order to put the brakes on this and then head for 2024.
Yeah, and the other thing we need to put the brakes on is the censorship that's coming. Alan Dershowitz, we all know who he is, right?
Of course, yeah.
Yesterday he said there's a dangerous new wave of censorship culminating in the U.S., and it's starting with people in places like Twitter and Facebook, because nobody is slowing them down or stopping them. They're just going after people for just absolutely ridiculous things right now and just saying, you're blocked, you're in jail, 3 weeks, 1 month, whatever they do, and it's just absolutely asinine.
Well, it certainly is, and I think people will vote with their feet or with the click of a mouse, perhaps, as we go along. People will demand alternatives.
Now, I'm over on Parler for a reason, I'm over on MeWe for a reason. I'm over on Gab for a reason. I do have an Instagram account, and I'm going to start loading that up here soon. But I'm over there because they don't censure you over there. Now, I've got to take that back. Instagram does, because that's who? Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But Facebook is going nuts. Parler's not. MeWe's not. Gab's not. So that's where you need to go, counter these people. And then there's this other new one that I joined that I think I told you that came out of the clear blue sky, and it was our friend Andrea Kay. From San Diego, from our affiliate out there, San Diego. It's called ourfreenation.org. That's another new platform that opened up. And then you've got Donald Trump that's coming. You've got Frank Speech, which is Mike Lindell, but he hasn't got the public portion of it open yet. All he's doing is just dropping in news stories and things, which is okay, and different television shows that he's producing himself with his group there. And again, like I say, that's okay, but he's going to add the social platform to it soon.
Well, right, exactly. And again, I think that people will be demanding it. It's so un-American to try to censor speech simply because you disagree with it. We are a marketplace of ideas, but the key here, of course, is that the private companies are able to simply say, look, we're going to control the narrative. We're going to control the conversation.
Uh-huh. Well, the Tennessee governor, who was on TV last night with Sean Hannity and a group of governors he had, along with our governor, Ron DeSantis, the governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, the governor of Iowa was there, governor of Nebraska was there, and I forget who the other governor was. But anyway, he signed a governor yesterday banning critical race theory in public schools. That's the 13th state that's done that so far.
Yeah, and this is so very, very important.
Because
here's the thing. If you want to talk about American history, and we talk about it warts and all, and we talk about it in a very frank way, but here's the deal with critical race theory, is that how is it possible that you can start pretty much with the premise that America is irredeemable? Where do you go from there? That's not a conversation.
Nope, it's not. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back, and when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, I had another great conversation with the MyPillow people yesterday, too. Going to tell you what they told me. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The Senate has passed a bill forcing the Director of National Intelligence to declassify information related to the origins of the coronavirus. The passage coming on the same day that President Biden ordered intelligence officials to redouble their efforts to uncover information regarding the origins of the virus. The Senate's bill gives the Office of the DNI 90 days to declassify all information relating to potential links between the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origin of COVID-19 and deliver an unclassified report to Congress. And Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement with 10 communities in 3 Northern California counties over damages caused by a 2019 wildfire. The October 2019 Kincade fire that burned about 78,000 acres and destroyed nearly 400 structures was determined to have been caused by PG&E power lines in the area. The $43 million settlement will be divided between the 10 municipalities. The company still faces 33 criminal charges in connection with the fire. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark Walters. It's my good friend, Armed American Radio. I was on his daily defense show starting the week out on Monday. You'll hear me making appearances from time to time on the weekend monster broadcasts, as he likes to call it, Sunday nights all across the country on 250-plus stations, some of which you're listening to me on right now. So, I just want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Now, I heard from the MyPillow folks again yesterday. They were telling me they're getting a lot of good positive messages, and that's good because, again, I have issues. And what I like about the MyPillow is, you know how you wake up in the morning and you got that crick in your neck, or maybe your back hurts or your upper shoulder hurts or something like that because the pillow you were on kind of flattened out or did whatever it did, and you didn't really get a good night's sleep? Well, that's not going to happen with my pillow, I guarantee you. I've got two of them. Now, I thought I was going to get one, you know, buy a pillow for $29.98, and it was $40 less than what it was supposed to be, and you get one pillow. Oh, no. I wound up getting a buy one, get one, and I still save $40. Now, I asked him about it. I said, was this a mistake? And I said, nope. Take a look at the catalog. So I went and looked at the catalog, and there it was. Buy one, get one, on sale at the lowest price ever, $29.88. So that price is actually for two pillows. So go take a look at what they have to offer on their website, MyPillow.com. Or if you know what you want, you can call them at 800-641-5459 and tell them that the product code is CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. Very simple, CAPTAIN. On anything you want to buy, you'll save money. It actually, if you use that code, it actually saves you money. And in case of the towels, it'll save you $65. So my product code, Captain, is going to save you a bunch of money. And again, I'm using these products, so I know what's going on here. And again, I'll say it one more time. If you want to call them, if you have any questions or you want to place an order, it's 800-641-5459. Or you just go to MyPillow.com, pick out what you want to pick out, order it, use the product code Captain, and boom, you're in like Jim. All right, here we go. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I think that's pretty neat.
That is really neat. That is a great deal, and people should check it out. And I've had a MyPillow for a long time, and I swear by it.
Well, I got shocked because I ordered one, and I went up with two.
No kidding. Yeah. How can you beat that?
Well, you can't. You can't. And, again, you know, I save $40 in the process. All right, well, let me just mention something before we go over to some other things. Cheers broke out yesterday in the Senate after Rand Paul's amendment passed. Did you hear about that?
I thought I did. Yep. So what's going on with that?
China banning the gain-of-function research in China. No more money, no how, no way, Jose, to China by any company or research lab or university in the United States, period.
Well, you know, Captain, this is explosive, and that phrase sounds very ominous, doesn't it? Gain of function.
Yeah.
And as I recall, I think Dr. Fauci even was talking about being asked about whether or not money went to that kind of research, and he said pretty much, well, they didn't publish any research about that, but really, are we supposed to take that at face value?
And the Biden officials the other day magically shut down the Trump-era investigation to determine if COVID-19 was leaked from the Wuhan biolab, but they got caught with their hands in the ringer, and guess what? It's not canceled anymore.
Well, no. In fact, I think what's going to happen is that more and more people across the country are going to be demanding answers.
Well,
and you've got the White House saying, well, there's a 90-day review going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you know why they canceled it?
Why is that?
Because China took care of Hunter to the tune of $1 billion+. And they also took care of Joe. We don't know how much money or how much free things he got, but we know his brother benefited. We know some of his business associates benefited. And we know that Joe benefited. So they were graft. We call that graft. That's what we call it, political graft and corruption. They got away with graft from China. And nobody did a damn thing about it.
Nope, not at all. And but all this comes out in the end, I think. You know, all these, especially with this notion. And didn't the president say something earlier? Well, there's two possibilities. It was passed from an animal to a human, or it was from a lab. And it was like, okay, well, yeah, that's pretty much how it would be. But the fact that this virus behaves the way that it does, I think, really begins to put the weight on, hey, this thing was somehow done in a lab.
Yeah, and then did you hear yesterday how the White House, day before yesterday, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, avoided questions for possible penalties for the China involvement in the Wuhan COVID-19 origins probe? She just wouldn't answer. She dodged the question, wouldn't answer it.
Well, of course, that's right. That's why they have to get through this 90-day review, and then they'll review all that stuff.
Which Joe Biden had very quietly canceled.
Right, exactly.
And the reporters found out about it, and guess what? It's not canceled anymore.
That's right. Yep.
So they got caught trying to sneak something through. I can't. These guys are so bold in what they're doing, and it's so obvious they're dirty. It's just plain obvious.
Well, right. Yeah, that's right. And one would think that there's already a lot of investigation done by the intelligence community over the last year before President Biden ever took the oath of office on January the 20th. But to some degree, it's like they act like, well, we just kind of got here and COVID's kind of new, so we don't really know what happened with this thing. And it's very disingenuous.
Yeah, now yesterday out there in California, I got to talk about this even though I don't want to. We had another horrendous mass shooting. 8 people dead, including the shooter who apparently committed suicide. This was a work-related incident. They're searching for a motive. They've talked to the guy's girlfriend. There seems to be something there. The motive is the search for that is intensifying as we speak. And of course, the situation and the scenario there was just horrendous.
It really was, Captain, and so many Californians' hearts are breaking, and of course are breaking across the nation as well, as this shooting took place today in San Jose.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of meticulous planning that went into this.
And then they interviewed the ATF nominee for the Biden administration. He said, well, I'm absolutely against the AR-15. It's a weapon of war, blah, 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 blah. Not even knowing what the hell he's talking about again, because an AR-15 is not a weapon of war. And then he said, oh, it's been used for a number of these shootings so far, this, that, and the other. Well, what happens if we find out the weapon of choice that was used was not an AR-15 in this particular instance?
Well, right, and it's sometimes it's very, very sad to see people like that glom on to shootings like this in order to promote their own agenda.
And they continue to use the initials AR for two things, assault rifle or automatic rifle, of which it's neither.
No, it doesn't stand for that at all. It's the armor light or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Armor light rifle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing of it is they don't know what they're talking about. They get the public all excited because most people, not everybody's a gun owner, okay? There may be some enthusiasts, but not everybody's a gun owner. So they don't understand when somebody just tosses something out there that even though it sounds horrendous, it may not necessarily be true because those people didn't know what they were talking about.
Well, right, and also, I mean, to some degree, they try to equate the how the gun looks as being dangerous or scary looking.
Well, I can make a BB gun, and so can anybody else. If you've seen these kids' guns that they play with, even the water guns, okay, some of them look pretty doggone scary.
Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. So they're trying to persuade people in a different way. They're not really using the facts of the matter, but they're trying to provoke emotional reactions. And we're going to find out more about this particular shooting. We don't know exactly the motivation, as you said, but again we got to wait until we find out more info. But again, but not good to try to glom on to things like this for your own benefit.
No, and folks, we understand, you know, terrorism is back because Joe Biden has allowed it to come back, okay? His actions and his words and what he's doing and the policies that have been changed and whatnot are actually encouraging the terrorists to want to fire themselves back up again and do what they want to do wherever they want to do it around the world, especially when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan. We have no idea what's about to come there.
Well, exactly. I mean, look at what's happened just with between Israel and Gaza and how other international players got involved with that. They know that at the White House, the lights are on but nobody's home kind of thing, and they're not really going to take really substantial measures. And to a great degree, when Trump was in the White House, they didn't know what to expect. I think they didn't want to cross that line to a great degree.
Well, what they could expect was they could expect a military response. If they went after us, they were going to get one right back.
Well, sure, but in the sense that Donald Trump was going to take care of business, and they knew it, and they knew that it would be something substantial. With Biden, it's a different story.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got some weather to talk about tonight. It's a little rough there in the upper Midwest tonight, especially if you're in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and the western part of Texas. We'll be talking all about that as we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up the road just a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. To be out there, everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, not to be outdone, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway New Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Pull on out there. When you see the big billboard, yank yourself into the fuel stop. Make sure that you get yourself some fuel because it's usually really good price there. And if you're a driver, owner, operator, you should be using their fuel card because you can save money. The more you buy, the cheaper it is. Same thing for the RV folks. And if you're a company driver, well, you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and you can use them all up whenever you need to. It's kind of like having money in the bank. All righty, here we go. This is a group called Blackberry Smoke.
You know she made me rock and roll again. Put the swagger in my soul again. Push me back across the line again. And put the writing on the wall. We'll my stride again. Calling to me like a long lost friend. And put the writing on the wall.
My baby, let me rock and roll again. That group's called Blueberry Smoke. How'd you like that one, Kyle?
I love it. I love it. Looks like that goes back, well, just to 2015, pretty recent. I like the sound of that, and I also like the electric piano. That sounds like a Rhodes electric piano. I'll bet you it's a real one, too.
Well, it was, and they were acoustical guitars that were playing, including an acoustical bass, not only one that you play that you've seen before, but also the one on the floor, that type of bass.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it was good, and I think these, and that's an up and coming group from 6 years ago. They're still around, but you hear them a lot on satellite radio. That's how I even heard about them. Mm-hmm. I heard them on Sirius XM, and they were like a new group or something. But anyway, let's get going here. I got to read the weather forecast statement, and then I'll give it to Kyle. A regional outbreak of severe thunderstorms expected across the central Great Plains through tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms may bring EF2 tornadoes in some areas. And boy, it was bouncing around today. I'll get to that when it's my turn. And intense damaging winds, very large hail further east. Severe thunderstorms are also possible for portions of Virginia all the way to Maine, with mainly damaging wind as a threat. Now, a few recent high temperatures are also possible across the east today. And Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're still tracking a flood warning. This is in Missoula, Montana, of course, along I-90. And it looks like they're not having rain, but that Clark Fork River above Missoula may still be flooding. Flood stage is set at 7.5 feet. The river is expected to rise above that flood stage late into Wednesday night. So obviously could be happening right now. Be very careful in that area. If you're in the area of Missoula, Montana, then rounding out pretty quiet map on the west tonight, Captain. Frost advisory this near Idaho Falls. Of course, if you're coming up Interstate 15.
Well, I got to go to where the bad weather is right now, but we've been listening and watching the severe thunderstorm and tornado watches all the way from down in Texas, Lubbock, down to Midland, all the way up to Wichita Falls, all the way up to the outside edge of Oklahoma City around El Reno, and then up on into Kansas and up on into, believe it or not, Nebraska. But what we got going on right now is we got active watches and active warnings, particularly in Kansas. Kansas City, you're getting bombed right now, all the way to, pardon the expression, all the way down to almost the Oklahoma line. And also the southeastern corner of Nebraska and the lower portion of Nebraska, about 50 miles in from Kansas, you've got everything from flood watches, flood warnings, severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, to rain, heavy rain going on there. The same thing with Kansas, east on I-70 from about Hill City all the way to Kansas City. And actually, the flooding and the rain is going on all the way to Columbia, Missouri on I-70 tonight. So be advised, drivers, if you're out that way. And you got some really bad storms ahead of you. Wichita, a problem there. Kansas City, a problem there. Going on down 35, down towards Oklahoma City, all the way down to just about the Oklahoma line. You've got storms bouncing around, flood warnings all over the place down there. So be careful. Now, up in the southeastern corner of South Dakota, you got the potential for some rough weather up there, too. Let me go further north. I'll go up to North Dakota. In North Dakota, in Minnesota, and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got frost warnings and freeze warnings up on the Canadian border as well. Pretty chilly up that way. Northern part of Michigan tonight, some frost warnings up there. Then fog, heavy fog, dense fog advisory for the southern part of Indiana, the southwestern corner of Ohio, most of Kentucky, most of Tennessee, from the river all the way over east to Nashville, and then east just about to I-81 and I-40 junction there, and I-75. You certainly are going to have it on I-75 coming out of Chattanooga when you get up there towards Knoxville and start headed north and all the way through Kentucky, a dense fog warning. We've got a another freeze warning tonight up in Maine, right along Caribou, Presque Isle, in that area over into Nova Scotia. And then coming on down towards the Gulf, things aren't looking too bad down there. Temperatures are going to be in the 90s again down here. Very, very nice, beautiful, gorgeous weather for anybody who wants to come down here and do a little sunbathing and whatnot. But, Kyle, that's what we got, and it's pretty rough out there in the upper Midwest tonight. So, again, Kansas, please be careful. You're going to be riding in some bad weather along I-70, and the same thing for the southern part of Nebraska and Missouri all the way over. It looks like now this thing is moving to the east towards Columbia, Missouri.
Exactly right. All those flood warnings and severe thunderstorm watches, it's a lot.
Yeah, and I can tell you today it was tornado watches and warnings that were bouncing around that made the map really, well, it was yellow, yellow and orange. All right, so the Pilot and Find J Truck Stop, folks, Kyle's going to tell you a little bit about them because you stop by there, tell me you were listening to me, the captain, you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, and while you're enjoying that free hot cup of coffee, folks, you want to check out the Driver's Club. You want to check out the My Rewards Plus app on your phone. You can download that from the App Store or get it on Google Play. And professional drivers, you can earn up to 4 points per gallon after only 6 fills when you activate the tiered points program on the app. Also, RVers out there, they've got amenities for you as well, including special fueling lanes. You've got your RV sanitary dump, overnight parking as well. So much to find and do when you get to the Pilot or Flying J.
Yeah.
Great food in store as well.
Yep, and while you're there, they got a kiosk. You can actually sign up at the kiosk right there at the Flying J if you want to. All righty, Kyle is going to be back with me, hour number two, right after the top of the hour news, weather, views. Your station's get a chance to pay some of their local bills, too. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.